Good morning, this is Anna and Stella with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane City Council have announced plans to remove the policy that requires units to have the minimum requirement for car spaces per unit of inner city high-rises. The change, which Lord Mayor Adrian Chenault claims would drive down house prices, would apply to Fortitude Valley, Milton and Newstead. The Lord Mayor stated it will mean more people will be able to afford to live in areas close to transport and key employment centres like the CBD.
In national news, the wine industry stakeholders were left disappointed after their request for an $86 million relief package was not included in the federal budget. Representatives say they will fight for financial assistance after the federal budget left them disappointed. An oversupply of red wine and changing drinking habits among consumers has led to grape growers receiving historically low prices for their fruit and pulling out their vines while white wine companies explore mergers.
Deaths in Perth due to heat-related impacts on health could rise over 60% by 2050, according to the WA Department of Health. Rising global temperatures caused by climate change are predicted to increase heat-related emergency department admission, which is already at bed occupancy limit, by over 30% at the public expense of $30 million a year. Experts are calling the government to target climate change as a priority to avoid this trajectory.
A regional Victorian council has maintained that the owners of a block of land cannot be living there in tents. The two friends bought the block of land near Castlemaine together 4 years ago and started camping on it after renting became unaffordable. The local council has declared the land unlivable and has threatened to evict the pair. There is an inspection set to be made by council today. However, the future living situation of the friends remains uncertain.
In international news, the Texas governor has pardoned a man convicted of killing a Black Lives Matter protester in 2020. The man, a US sergeant, was moonlighting as an Uber driver in Austin when he turned onto a crowded street where Black Lives Matter protesters were marching. He was approached by a protester who was carrying a rifle and shot the man dead. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison later that year, however, has now been pardoned by the state and has had his right to carry firearms restored.
For your weather today, showers are forecasted for Brisbane this morning and are becoming less likely to into the evening. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate of 4. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. And in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
The Rural Fire Brigade's